Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
It affects performance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, Guru, I talked to me. I was with some buddies yesterday playing golf.
Yeah.
And my buddy
What'd you shoot?
91.
Hey.
Tied for fifth. Out of 16 guys.
How you finish? I have my own metric. 91. Okay, go ahead.
Goo, if there's one thing you need to understand about golf, it's that different courses are harder than other courses.
Okay,
so if I were to go play Pebble Beach, I would try to break 100. Because it's a really course.
I'm feeling that.
And I could, if I go to Pebble Beach and shoot a 94, you might be like, you know what you'd say? That's nasty. But it's actually a hell of a round
at
Pebble Beach.
All right.
So it's like Purdy in the rain.
I know where he's going.
Anyway, my buddy Dave said he really got a kick out of some things that were said on Friday. He thought it was a hoot that your dad texted you and said, "What are you doing?" Apparently, you know, I forgot, but I talked about how I would have been a really good priest. I could have been a priest.
We laughed at that.
Many thought I had a calling, and I could do it. So let me just do something for you right now. God, grant me this serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
This is incredible.
The courage to change the thing I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You can't change the age of Draymond Green and Steph and Jimmy Butler. You can't.
But I can.
So you got to have the wisdom to know you can't change that.
And I'm not.
Out of your control.
What I want is the people at their workplace to tell them and not be afraid to tell them we need you to do a different role.
You know what?
One, we need more, and the other, we need less. That's all I ask for, Dub Nation.
You ever notice I have an answer for everything?
I have not really.
No, I do. So
you lean on Evan more than anybody.
So let me get this straight.
Everything.
You know, they get Jimmy Butler, and for months... Oh,
it was incredible.
Oh boy. Look at, we got two dogs. We got two alphas. We got Jimmy Butler and Draymond. They are, nobody messes with our big dogs. No, they are just alphas. Then don't acquire guys that you can't coach. You see what I'm saying? Then don't acquire them.
That's all the more reason to make me feel like he can do more. It's not his
age. He can't.
No, he can't.
He would if he could, or if he wanted to.
I want somebody, I'm going to text Nick. Just ask him. There's some saying that you could do more offensively. He's going to lose it. He did last year when he says he did it in an emperor type of way. Those peasants tell me how to play basketball. I know how to play.
By the way,
yeah.
Why wasn't LeBron? He should have been. He made contact with an official.
I've never seen nothing even happen. Flash like that. You crashed out. He's the king.
He's touching refs.
In different ways.
Oh, I just saw Steph. I was just through.
He's on a heater.
Yeah.
They can't win a game. Friday night, though, that hurt.
Why? Timberwolves are good, buddy. Finchie had a little something up his sleeve for Spencer.
Stop.
Did you notice?
Yeah,
I couldn't believe he was starting.
Dude.
Chris Finch went into that game and said, Pat Spencer will not beat us tonight.
Or the length and athleticism, maybe he had something to do with it.
Let's go to the manly man in San Francisco. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Going well.
Good. Yeah, you know, people aren't going to want to hear this, but I really personally believe that Kerr is part of the problem.
Okay.
But that's for another day. But they do need to get length and athleticism in the same pairing. And you have John Morant and LaMelo Ball. Both values are very, very low right now. And both of those players would give us an attacking point guard that can kick out and help us all the way around. And since Ja's value is so low right now, you could pair him with JJJ, two draft picks, and trade him for those two players, and that would help solve both of our problems of length and athleticism. And we have too many turnovers. That's the key to all of our problems. One-handed pass, not looking to where you're throwing, throwing to a spot that nobody's at. I mean, Draymond had like five or six turnovers in the first half.
Yep. And then four or five more in the second.
Younger.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Okay.
Get I young. Would love J.R. Jackson Jr. at this point.
Dream on.
Yeah. Well,
dream on.
Ain't the
no,
first time.
Man. Actually, Evan, we buried one of the leads today.
What happened? Let me think.
Evan made it clear. You know, I heard Ja's name, and I know I could hear the collective Bay Area saying, no, yeah. Evan said, Curry's a two guard. He's a shooting guard now. He can't play point.
He did start next to Pat Spencer on Friday.
Man, I'm out on Ja.
By the way, when people say this team's got to be less Steph-centric, what does that mean?
Who's ever said that?
Oh, I've heard it. That's what a lot of people are saying. Like when they want some drastic change between the way the team plays when Steph plays and when he doesn't.
It's like telling the Jackson 5 we want less Michael. No, he is the Jackson 5. You just want people to carry their notes. And right now, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and the others, their heads are just spinning. Jimmy thinks he's playing okay. He's not, because he can do more. It's a compliment.
I have no idea.
Dude, Steve Kerr, I got to be honest, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, go ahead, rip him, but you don't want to make the tough decision.
So we all
make a tough decision or keep it shut.
We all fell in love with Will Richard. Now
who
he's not
did?
Starting. Spencer was building momentum 6 minutes. Lack of athleticism is a problem. JK, you sit. You're not playing at all. We don't need you. We've been waiting 2 months for Seth Curry. Seth. And now the dude can't get in the game.
Okay.
Evan,
so,
just,
Guru,
I'm just, those are
Guru.
Things that I can't, what?
So, Guru, do you, like, just ignore me? Do you just ignore
never,
me?
Never, never.
Every time Seth Curry's name got mentioned before he came onto this team, I said, I don't know what his role's going to be. Who's he going to play for?
I heard
How's
that.
He going to get consistent minutes?
And then he has a game where we're waiting for nothing.
That was one game.
Okay, but where's the second game? He was in Philly for
Keep begging for marginal players like Spencer and Moody and Richard.
They're on the team.
Right. And that's why you're 13 and 14. Let's go to Patrick in Kansas, South City.
Oh, man.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
Good, hanging in there.
Good.
Listen, a couple things. If last night was any indication, or if there was any indication at all that Steve Kerr needs to just step away, last night was it. And here's a couple of reasons why. All right. First of all, Portland has beat us twice by shooting almost 50% from the three-point line for a team that's like 27th in the league for three-point shooting. So if logic tells you if the first two games they devastated us by shooting threes, why in the world didn't he make an adjustment last night to push those guys off the three-point line? If you push them off the three-point line and they go in and they make a two-pointer, God bless them. But they should not, no way on this planet, have had the ability last night to shoot so many threes. That was the first thing that struck me. Number two, they're a very athletic team, and the one real athletic guy, Kuminga, we have on this team, who you're paying $25 million a year, is riding the bench.
Yeah.
Because Kerr doesn't like him. You know, this guy's coaching on and on just baffles me. For 5 years now, since we won in 2022, and we won that because Steph went crazy like a maniac in that series, he has failed to see what the NBA has evolved into, and he refuses to make those adjustments. If your guys are not shooting threes, the reason why Butler's not scoring is because everybody's slinging threes. And on the nights where your team is not making threes, you sit them down, you tell them, guys, we're not hitting the threes tonight. Don't keep shooting them. Go down to Butler. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, when you throw him the ball down line, down low, he scores most of the time, or he gets free throws. So nobody should be surprised why Butler's not earning his $60 million right now, because he's not getting the ball. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Well, I agree with a lot Portland, that you're saying, Carl.
Portland is not a good three-point shooting team, but that doesn't matter if they do what they did last night. I mean, honestly,
they're younger than us. That's what Portland. That's the rat on the table.
The bottom line is, if you take away their 3-point shooting, they're just going to go by you.
Why? And they were doing both.
Then they go by you, and they can either kick out for a three, which happened.
They're not afraid.
Seemingly
of
happened five times in the last five minutes.
We've had G Leaguers in for who was the dude for Indiana or Milwaukee. Other guys are not afraid to put it on the floor and come at us.
Exactly.
It's just, wow.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
Win. Thursday.
I'll get some practice under them this week. And hopefully they'll get Horford back on Thursday. Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat. I'm trying to get to the bottom
guys,
of
happy,
it.
Happy Monday.
Same to you.
You know, a couple things. Couple things. One, you know, everyone talks about the bench, you know, the bench, you got to get better or whatever. And, you know, most teams, when you talk about the bench, they're talking players 6 through 8, 6 through 9. You know, that's kind of what bench means to most teams. I think for us, when we think about the bench, I think we need to think about it as like 4 through 6, because I think our problem isn't so much the bench, is that, and you said this before, there's just not much difference between 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. They're all – so we need to get better if we're going to have the quote-unquote big three. We got to get better at the 4 and the 5.
I would agree with that.
Starting lineup. Forget about the bench. So that we got to get better, because right now it's just like roll the dice and choose some 6 or 7 guys. Secondly, and kind of related to that, you know, people criticize the bench for not being consistent. But when's the last time any of these guys got consistent minutes? I mean, how can you be consistent if you're in one game and out the next? And, you know, it's impossible to be consistent if you don't even have to be consistent.
Yeah. Hey, you're breaking up a little, Pat, but good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody thought of something like this? I just thought of this. So you have your big three, Butler, Draymond, and Curry.
It's not a big three anymore.
Okay, but whatever. Those are your three.
Yours.
No, but those are the guys that you knelt down to.
Yeah.
Those are the guys who run the team. And those are the guys that we just, three Hall of Famers. Yeah, they are. Okay, the three Hall of Famers.
Untouchables.
Yeah, but isn't it funny? As great as they are, you have to be careful of the personnel you put around them. See, that doesn't lead me to believe they're like superstars. Because if you play Butler and Green and Steph, you can only play two guys who can shoot the ball with them. How come? Because they got two guys who can't shoot the ball, or at least who will be made to prove they can shoot the ball. So even though Butler, Green, and Curry are incredible and the heart and soul of the team, you can't just throw anybody in with them. You can't.
Well, that's where coaching comes into play and philosophies and things of that nature. But, I mean, man, you had a line just a second ago about practice, and they got 4 3 days off. Steiny, this thing could get ugly faster than it looks right now. And I just need to know from Warrior fans, or maybe the team, the players, I'm being real. It doesn't even matter at this point. Because Portland symbolizes, I thought they were going to win just by showing up, because Portland had beat them two times before and Dre was coming back. But if I can't, like, when can we count on this Warrior team? Like, I didn't expect.
What do you mean count on them?
We're one under. I mean, is this thing going to 2, 3, 4, 5 under? Like,
maybe.
if, and I'm being real, and I've brought his name up a million times, if Jimmy Butler doesn't change and is not more aggressive and nobody's going to tell him or even try to check him or just paint a picture of why they think he needs to be more aggressive offensively, and Steph, we expect this night in, night out, you really could get the biggest, and I know you don't want it. We'll call it the Olympics. Forget the victory lap. But if this – now we're staring this team not good enough to qualify to do anything. And when you got two dudes top five in the payroll and one of them's earning his bread and the other's not –
coming around. You're coming around to see. This is tough, this quick is, fix.
Like, I am really over here disappointed thus far.
Like, if you – I mean –
no, seriously.
If you have Butler, like, if you have three so-called stars, Butler, Steph, and Draymond. But no, this is at the heart of it. The best players on other teams elevate their role players. This team, in a crazy kind of way, Steph doesn't really fit here. But they need their role players to elevate their stars, it feels like. And that's where I think we got a little bit of a problem. Like, a star can play with anybody and help make anybody better. But it feels like these three need guys to make them better.
Well, these two, it ain't Steph.
Well, they gotta make up for Steph when he doesn't play.
Yeah.
They've got to figure out at this point, one out of every three games, they've got to figure out how to get 30 points because Steph's not playing.
Yeah.
Like that's a factor inconsistency of this team.
Yeah, no doubt, but we're doing Steph a disservice, and you think I got Steph Curry underwear, I don't. But Stani, when he's playing.
Right, when he's playing.
And the way he's playing this year is damn near incredible.
So this is unfair, like, though. This is unfair.
For what part?
He misses 9 games.
Right.
Okay? And then he plays 18 games. And because he plays great, everybody's got to be better those nights. What about when he doesn't play? Like, that impacts the team also.
Right. But when he comes back, it's 49 points, 39 points.
Exactly.
Dre comes back.
So you tell
and in
me.
Game one, 8 turnovers. Okay.
So how do you develop any consistency when a guy comes back to your team?
That's on the coach. You should have depth. That's why you got 15 guys on
it's
the
not
roster.
On Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's not job isn't to.
He can't even figure out the rotation
deep.
Yet. No, I'm just saying. He's talking that talk. Like, I can't be mad at Steph because he missed games and he was legitimately hurt.
Well, Steph Curry missing 9 games is one of the reasons you're 13-14.
But
would you agree with that?
They're 500 with him and without him.
Okay.
So you're 4-5 without him, and you're 9-9 with him.
Okay.
Being 500 without Steph isn't a problem. I think a lot of teams aren't as good without their star.
I actually disagree. Because the difference when Steph Curry plays a game for the Warriors to when he doesn't play a game for the Warriors, I think it's the most drastic difference that any team's got to play under when they're missing their best player.
Like, everything changes. So you're saying you should be better without him?
No. What I'm saying is, I believe if, you know, he's missed 9 games, maybe he'll play 20 of the next 21, but that's one of the reasons consistency has been an issue, because some games you're coming in with knowing Steph's going to get you 30, and other games, you're coming in like, where are we going to make up those 30 points? Who's going to score? So guys are, when Steph doesn't play, everybody's got to come out of their role a little bit.
But I think the point is, when he returns, you should know what the plan is. And it feels like they don't, which is why they're 500 with him on the floor.
He has no...
What's the plan? Like, the plan was, like, last night, they win that game if other guys play better.
Everybody else?
Yeah, I think that's a matter of guys got to play better. And maybe one of the reasons they're not playing better is because they don't have a lot of consistency when Steph doesn't play.
But
it's like,
to Evan's point, they're 500 when he doesn't play, and they have that runway to do what you're saying.
And what I would say is, if you really were playing more consistent when he played and when he didn't, you'd be better. You wouldn't just be 500 both ways. You would have figured out a way to be 5-4 when he doesn't play, and 11-7 when he plays, instead of 9-9. Let's go to finish up with Steve in San Mateo. Hey, Steve. What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So I have, how are you guys doing? This is a great show. So I have a couple of observations about last night or in general. Bob Fitzgerald always talks about, you know, Portland is the second worst three-point shooting team. And every time they play us, they're like over 500 on, right, on threes. And the reason is the size we got. So we have no center in the middle. So all their guards will do everything. Every other team will do it. Go right into the middle. And we have no shot blocking threat. And they kick out. Our defenders are 4 or 5 inches shorter than the shooter. So the shooter becomes all Kevin Durant. They have no threat of have the shot blocked. So that's why. So we got a fundamental issue with this team is no size.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, and you know what else? They don't have size in the backcourt.
Well, hello.
So contesting threes may be another issue.
I'm down again.
Oh, boy.
Not that type down, Evan, but yeah.
No.
Dub Nation is too.
I mean,
I'm watching the postgame shows. I'm watching everybody.
It's I didn't watch last night's postgame show. How about... what were they talking about? How's Mully doing?
Mully's doing good, but he was just, they're just basically talking about, you know, the rotations. The defense is not there in Portland owning them, and they brought up the loss Friday night. And basically, I'm paraphrasing, the chef needs some help.
Hmm. That's been kind of a theme.
Well,
I mean, it just has.
So Lakers got to get on it.
Well, can't do anything now. Or would you move, like, just throw me a trade without Kuminga for the next month? Because you got to wait to move. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, but what I'm getting scared about is you're more than one move away.
Well,
that's what DeVone was saying.
You could trade a few of these guys for something. The guys ain't playing.
DeVone doesn't think they're one move away.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, Evan. I didn't make any reference to that.
That was a goo original.
Oh, boy.
It's like, see, that's scary. I've never looked at you and Evan and said that.
What?
One move ain't good enough. Like,
well, they might
more.
Be a Giannis away, but.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying like a realistic move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You'll be all right.
Lack of athleticism. No,
we were saying
JK.
This last year, too.
I know.
We waited a month for Seth Curry. He don't play.
But then they found a move, and then they turned it around.
Spencer was building momentum 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Will Richard, we all were grabbing.
You do realize guys like Spencer.
I don't get it.
I'm not going to do it.
What you got?
I had something.
Well, you said last week you were rooting for me real quick for fantasy. I pull off the We Believe 1 vs. 8. You haven't said congrats, Goo. Evan has. Sent me a personal text. So now that was just lip service. You didn't want me to win.
You gave up the goods before the show. You're not happy. Okay? Let's cut to the chase. Would you rather have the Cowboys win in real life and your fantasy football team struggle, or your fantasy football team wins it like you're doing this year, but the Cowboys stink? And he said, I would want the Cowboys to be good.
I think everyone would.
It's all right.
You always pick your team over
and
fantasy.
And he looked at me and smiled like, much,
I tell you what, I don't care if the Eagles go 0-17 if I win a fantasy
see,
league.
And that's just,
well, that's because they're not your team.
No doubt. No,
that's my point. There aren't many teams. All right. Crossover coming up next.
Fellas.
That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California.
Hey, covering Bay Area sports for as long as I have, I've seen athletes go through it all. The highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win. Millions have been recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.